Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
As this new year is here and we can reflect on 2018 and some of what we saw in the culture war, for one does exist, I continue to believe that children are the guinea pigs in too many social experiments. Saying children can consent to sex with an adult, I mean, that's one of the things that we saw. Teaching about all kinds of sexual activity in K through 12, and encouraging abortion if one gets pregnant. Same-sex so-called marriage, adoption by homosexual couples, the idea that one can be born in the wrong body and change their gender by popping some pills and having a few body parts chopped off. They're all dangerous ideas, but our kids are being taught all these things. All kids are in danger of this type of ideology. My friend Linda Harvey of Mission America, which is based in Columbus, Ohio, recently wrote an article entitled Top 10 Progressive Endorsements of Child Abuse in 2018. And we're going to take a look at that list today. Thanks, Linda, for being with us.
Thanks, Diane, for having me on.
So we're in a new year, and we can look back on 2018. Why did you feel that the need to write this article? Let's just start with the why behind the article.
Yeah, because, you know, the progressives, liberals, or the left, whatever we want to call them, they're not just passively enabling kids to be corrupted and abused. I mean, seriously, they are going out, rushing out, and promoting it. And we need to call them out on this. People need to watch out. Your kids are not safe out there.
That's and for sure. Yeah.
Because there are people who do not care about the welfare of kids. They care about the agenda, and they want to use kids, as you said in your introduction, as guinea pigs.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've seen that all along because I think that they believe these so-called progressives, which I call them regressives because they're not progressive when it comes to the betterment of the nation and the citizens of this nation.
The, right.
Their goal is to convince the next generation that all this crazy stuff is normal and that's the way to go to be progressive for the betterment of the country. I mean, that's their ideology. Have you gotten any kind of negative pushback on this?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I've gotten many, many shares. I mean, it's
good.
Been thousands and thousands of shares on this article. It's been an amazing.
Good.
I mean, people will resonate with this, unfortunately. So
yeah.
That means people are waking up and they will work to protect their kids, I do believe. I'm hopeful that's the case.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And I think that as you list these and you said, you know, you came up with this list, but you noted that the list could go on and on. How did you narrow it down from a list that goes on and on? How did you narrow it down to just these 10?
Wow, that was hard to do because
yeah.
There are many things you could say. I mean, this is where I guess the definition was where they're actively promoting this. There's many, many more where they are allowing it and offering the opportunity, but here's where they're actively promoting kids in what, you know, in generations past would have been thought of as criminal activity.
Exactly.
In many cases.
Yeah, for sure. And I know the American Academy of
American
the good
College,
guys, college yes.
And,
yes. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They have called, especially the so-called gender reassignment surgery child abuse. And
mm-hmm.
I totally agree
exactly.
Because I still think there will be lawsuits down the road when these children realize that what they did was a mistake. So let's look at some of what's on the list. Okay, one of them was colleges are now recommending four-year-olds engage in sexual activity.
Yes, there was an article by an academic at UC Santa Barbara, and in this article, they're recommending that children as young as four should engage in sexual play with each other, and you know how that where that goes. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's if they believe that's okay, are they okay with it with adults? I mean.
Mm-hmm.
These are people that have no boundaries, and
yeah.
You know that's we know pedophilia has been recommended for a long time. The idea is get children sexual, and these are people that are quite deviant, but they hold academic positions in many of our major colleges. It's very troubling.
Yeah, troubling, scary, and such. I know there's been the effort to, as you mentioned, to normalize pedophilia with the whole MAPS. You know, they're minor attracted persons.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And that's scary, but this goes right along with college. But that's California, you know, but we have to realize California is impacting the entire country with this kind of idiocy.
Right.
So we
right.
had sixth graders in Washington State who were asked as a class if any of them questioned their gender identity. And these are sixth graders, like 12-year-olds.
Yeah. Right. This was number 9, and this is indicative of the pressure and the hardcore activism that some of these teachers and presenters that are allowed in classrooms are putting on kids. You know, aren't you sure? Aren't some of you confused about your gender? Come on, somebody is. You know, this little girl, her dad made a video of her describing this. Luckily, she was wise enough to see that this was nonsense and they were being manipulated. Yeah. But that video, I've got a link to that. And also, there are many, many schools that have these private policies where they are agreeing, and teachers are being trained, that they are not to reveal if a child is gender confused to their parents if they're doing that at school but not at home. They're to keep it from the parents.
Yeah. I know in Delaware there was a big push to legalize that, to make it, you know, against the law for teachers to reveal if a student was identifying as a different gender in the, during school hours. I don't know. I think they tweaked it, but
I think they put that on hold, a permanent hold over there. But watch people in Delaware, if you're affiliated with Delaware, it'll be back.
Oh yeah, it'll be back, and they'll do it when no one's watching, is what they'll do.
Right.
For sure.
During Christmas vacation.
Uh-huh.
That's when they always,
And you also noted that this is a segment of the highly controversial Flash curriculum, and just one of the examples of how activist teachers use children as sexual agenda guinea pigs. So parents need to be aware of all these different comprehensive sexuality programs. And we have to also realize that this type of programming, you know, this sexualization of kids is not just in so-called sex ed classes or health classes. They're kind of integrating it throughout all the curriculum, which is scary in itself. And so much of the curriculum is now going on computers that the schools provide the kids. So there's not any actual textbooks that parents can see, but that's a whole different program, whole different issue. So, and you also, next one is you talk about Desmond. Who is Desmond?
There's a boy that I'm sure many people have already heard of, an 11-year-old boy who is a quote-unquote drag queen, and his parents are fine with this. He dresses up flamboyantly as a girl. He's been in homosexual pride parades. Well, Good Morning America on ABC had him, featured him on their show, cheering, had him prance down a runway, like a runway model, this 11-year-old boy. And then right after that, this came out also in the conservative news, that he was featured in a homosexual strip club where he was given money for his performance. 11-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Somewhere in New York State, there has to be a statute on the books under which people could be prosecuted for allowing this to happen, corruption of a minor or something.
I would think so, but I'm sure no one's going to take time to look it up. Not anyone's in charge of New York. I doubt it. Is he autistic? No. I've read where he's autistic.
He might be. I don't know that for sure.
Okay.
There's a higher percentage of kids who are diagnosed with autism who then go on to declare that they are confused about their gender.
Okay. To me, that just go along with their total, you know, their overall confusion about.
Right. They're easily manipulated. That's the issue. So much of this is totally manipulated by adults in their lives suggesting that this may be the fix for all their problems.
Yeah. And in his case, Desmond's case, I think the mom's the one behind it. That's just because I watched that segment where he was interviewed on ABC. But that's my gut feeling. It's the mom.
Yeah, that was mine too.
Yeah,
mine too.
Yeah. How about the Thanksgiving Macy's Day Parade, that which almost every American watches? What happened there?
Right. Number 7 was Thanksgiving's Macy's Day Parade. Had a segment right up front, like 20 minutes into their broadcast, where they featured, you know, they have these little performances on the street before the parade comes down. They had this segment from a Broadway play called The Prom. It's about a girl who takes a girl to the prom, and the school officials don't like it. And it's all about, of course, they're so discriminated against and all that.
Yeah.
It's a longer story than that. There's another story within a story in this. Anyway, the segment ends with these two female performers. I don't think they're teenagers, but they were portraying teenagers, giving a kiss right there, a lesbian kiss right there for all the kids to see. Again, trying to normalize this before the entire American audience, including children.
Yeah, especially if it's only like 20 minutes into the entire parade, because that's before people zone out and go do something else. So they knew if they caught it within the first 30 minutes, then they're probably going to get the majority of the viewers overall. Their timing was definitely to make sure the kids saw it. In the Mummer's Day Parade in Philly on New Year's Day, one of the judges was a transgender. One of the judges of the Mummer's Parade. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's always to the point where you cannot safely watch any of those parades. because
right.
by and large, they've bought into this and they become part of the problem.
Right.
So more teens cannot receive counseling to overcome homosexual feelings, even if those feelings were caused by sexual abuse.
Right. This is number six. These change therapy bans are being implemented in many more states. There was just an article out on the national news that there's a big agenda to implement it in many more states mm-hmm. this year, and it's a ban on kids getting therapy, teens getting therapy, and in California they want to extend it to adults. But if they have same-sex attractions, and of course many times those attractions come as a result of sexual abuse. So what we're doing is we are trying to institute respect and tolerance for the results, the awful and corrupting, sinful and heartbreaking results of sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what's
like,
happening with the endorsement
yeah.
of homosexuality
exactly.
and transgenderism.
And that's the same thing as Planned Parenthood not reporting minors coming in for an abortion. Same
yes.
idea. But yeah, the idea that these children who have been sexually molested cannot receive talk therapy. And we have, I think, 8 municipalities within Pennsylvania that have passed such bans. And of course, the homosexual activists are trying to get it passed statewide. And thus far, they've not been successful. And I don't know what the situation there is in Ohio.
In Ohio, it's the same thing.
Okay.
They've not been successful. They are in a number of municipalities as well,
okay.
just in
okay.
Pennsylvania.
And then we have this liberal judge in... Well, I'm going to back up to that therapy thing, though. It's just talk therapy. The homosexual activists portrayed as if it's shock treatment and all this kind of stuff. And it's not. It's
right.
simply talk therapy. That's
right. And, yeah. and that's the issue. They misportray it. They have people testifying who bring up issues and allege things that simply are not happening.
Yeah.
And there's never any accountability. The media won't hold them accountable for the flat-out lies they're using during these testimonies.
Yeah, because the media is pushing this as much as...
Mm-hmm.
All the other progressives. Okay, now we have a liberal judge in Chicago who dismissed a suit against doctors who performed female genital mutilation on little girls.
Yes, this female genital mutilation is something that is done by Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
It's done by many tribal groups from Africa, people from India and Indonesia. It's quite popular that these little girls have these awful procedures when they're, 6, 7, 8, mm-hmm. 9 years old. And it's privately done in the U.S., and there were a group of doctors in Michigan that were doing this, that there was a lawsuit against them, and a federal judge in Chicago dismissed it because it was brought under, there's a federal law against this FGM procedure, and they're saying the federal government is overstepping its bounds in banning this. Well, we have federal laws on smoking for teens. Why
mm-hmm.
can't we have a federal law on something that's a human rights abuse against women?
Yeah.
And where are the
or
feminists?
Little girls,
on
yeah,
that?
For sure.
Yeah. This harms girls for life.
You know, when I read that, when that first came out, that announcement, that article came out, and I read that, I thought, who is this, a Muslim judge to begin with? Does he have a Muslim background? I have no idea.
I don't think so.
Looking
I do
at
not
his,
think
yeah.
so.
Looking at his yeah. name, doesn't, of course, the name doesn't, but it's not an Islamic name, I'll put it like that, the name of the judge.
No, I don't think it was an Islamic
name. No, Bernard Friedman.
Yeah,
Bernard
right,
Friedman
right.
was his name. But, that's just outrageous. So now we have more clinics that have opened in children's hospitals to facilitate body mutilation of confused minors. Of course, the body mutilation is the so-called sex reassignment surgery.
Right, right. And the gender, opposite gender hormones that are preceded by puberty blockers, which stop the natural development of a child through puberty.
Mm-hmm.
This is all highly risky to the body. It's obviously distorting to many parts of the body, including the sex and the reproductive organs, makes a child sterile. But there are now 55-plus clinics in the country, including many major children's hospitals that are on board with this. It is, it's Frankenstein kind of medicine. I mean, it is just these kids, there are many, many people that are regretting this. It doesn't help the suicide rate. In fact, there's just as high a suicide rate after these surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
But we're setting kids up for this, and there are more and more kids reporting gender confusion. So their waiting lists in some of these programs are very long. You know, this is such a betrayal of our children.
It is, and parents are being misled. Perhaps not the mother of Desmond, but most parents are being misled because they're taking their child to a child psychologist And more than likely, that psychologist has bought into the lie that someone can be born in the wrong body. And they encourage the parents to go along with your child because your child knows who he or she really is. And if you don't allow your child to live out his life, his or her life as they were born, then you would be responsible for his suicide. I mean, that's basically
right.
What parents are being told.
Yeah, what a guilt trip for these
yeah.
parents.
Now, yeah.
some of them are, they have their own agendas, and they're pushing mm-hmm. this on their kids. But many of them are just people that don't have strong values,
yeah.
unfortunately.
Yeah.
We have a lot of American mm-hmm. Adults who are like that
yeah.
and are led into this, and they are caught between a rock and a hard place. What happens if the child does commit suicide?
Yeah.
And then they look back and they can't bear the idea that they were responsible.
That they may have been responsible, yeah. And that happened in
Cincinnati
Ohio,
area.
Yeah.
yeah. There
wow.
was a girl who mm-hmm. did commit suicide. I think it was a boy trying to be a girl. You know, and then, of course, the parents, I don't know all the details,
yeah, right.
but there were
But
there
it, was
were
a, it was a Christian. It were the Christian parents, I believe, if it's the
yeah.
same family. And then they were, when the suicide took place, they were, of course, in addition to feeling guilty themselves, they were attacked by homosexual activists and, you know, pounded upon that, yes, it's your fault that your child committed suicide because you did not realize that your child was really the opposite sex and you didn't approve of that.
Right, and the whole issue is that was a child with a lot of troubling issues. There was a long history
mm-hmm.
of this. So, and that's the case with any child that's presenting like this. There's something at the root of this that needs to be gotten
exactly.
to, and it is not that they were born in the wrong sex body. There is
yep.
no evidence
yep.
for that.
And there's a dramatic increase in the number of teens who claim to be gay, lesbian, bisexual, or questioning.
Yes,
that
the Centers for Disease Control. This is number three. We're getting down to the really huge ones here, and I hope we have time for all of it, but we now have 15% of American teens in this massive survey by the Centers for Disease Control that identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or questioning. Transgender was not part of this. I'm sure it will be in the future.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But and they are all associated, every single one of them, then also report a correlation with high-risk behaviors
mm-hmm.
of all kinds, including sexual activity, drug use, alcohol use, and you know, these are kids with issues. That's the reason they're going down this road.
Yeah, for sure, but they're saying those issues are created by people like you and me because we don't accept
that's
them, and that's what
the
other side says.
That would not explain, you know, reckless behavior that is described in this report.
Right.
So we have an article on our website about this.
Okay, great. Okay, a movement called Shout Your Abortion is gaining popularity. And you have folks like Oprah who are champions of this movement.
So now we're down to number two and number one, which both have to do with abortion and the assault and abuse against the unborn child.
Mm-hmm.
But now here we have progressives saying, shout your abortion. And I think there were billboards that just went up in the state of Iowa that has the same idea. Do not regret my abortion.
Mm.
So there's a lot of this defiance, and it's just incredibly sad. But Oprah is one of the people that promoted this Shout Your Abortion campaign.
Does she have any kids?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. Yeah, I know there's a effort, even with some churches have bought into this whole
yes.
thing, which is...
Mm-hmm, they have.
I don't know.
As we will talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about in number one.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have time to cover the first
yep.
one?
That's Satan's
yeah.
army
okay,
is coming out of the closet.
My number one, that this was just horrifying to me. It's horrifying enough to go to an abortion clinic and be a person that, you know, I'm sure you've done this too, Diane. I've done it with you, actually, protesting on the front lines of some of
mm-hmm.
these issues. There was a clinic blessing for scheduled in November 9th. I went and saw what happened there. There were witches, actually people that they know, that the other pro-lifers there know over time, that, oh, yes, she's a witch, strolling in and around among all of us protesting, casting little spells. They were little things lying on the ground, pentagrams
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of other witchcraft symbols, hexing us, I assume,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. because they were protecting, quote-unquote, this blessing by faith leaders that was taking place inside an abortion clinic. Some of those were Christian leaders. Some were like Unitarians and so on.
Right.
But there were only a handful of them.
Yeah.
But wow.
So we see who's behind all this. As you say, Satan's army is being unleashed, coming out of the closet. So we know who's behind every single one of these issues, whether it be the LGBT issue, whether it be abortion. We see who's behind it just with the emergence of these witches and who are willing to cast spells on pro-lifers peacefully protesting so-called faith leaders' blessing of a facility, abortion facility.
And, I see this as a different step for the pagan community. They are now proud and out and politically active, and I think we're going to see a lot more of this. And it's really just Satan just revealing his face to everybody.
Yeah.
Will we look at it and what's happening? But this is what's behind abortion.
Yeah, for sure. What is the best way to counter all this as we enter 2019?
Watch your children. Stand up for the right values. Defend life. Defend sexual integrity and morality. Don't let your churches, your companies, your schools get away with promoting homosexuality and transgenderism to as part of Christianity, as part of a school curriculum. Just, we have to speak out, folks.
Yeah.
It is time to stop laying back and saying, well, I'll pick my battles. This is a battle. It's before you.
Our kids
are being harmed.
Absolutely. To me, to say I'll pick my battles is retreat, because you don't have enough courage to take a stand when it comes to children or when it comes to unborn babies. If you don't have enough gumption to see that this is the battle and you have to take a stand, then to me, those words, I'll pick my battles, are just another way of saying I'm going to retreat into my home and going to close the doors, pull down the shades, and pretend it's not happening. That's my take. Yep.
But your heart will break. You will be devastated
yep.
at the results in your own home and among your children
yep.
if you don't at least
yep.
try.
And
at
probably,
least try.
Yeah, and probably one thing we should do is pray that the Lord would break the hearts of those who say, I'll pick my battles, or
yes.
give the courage to those who are at this point afraid to speak up. And,
yes,
because
I mean, it's not like we don't understand this. It's a hard thing to
yep.
do. They will come after you.
Oh, yeah.
But if you pray to the Lord and you prepare yourself with knowledge
mm-hmm.
and with the Word of God, you will be able to do a lot more than you think you will. And there are a lot of people who want to join you.
Yep.
You will find allies everywhere.
Absolutely.
Because everybody's wondering, what can I do? What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
They're just
they
need to join together and do
it. They don't know what to do. So how can folks
yeah.
find this article?
We have it posted at missionamerica.com at our website, missionamerica.com.
Okay, so missionamerica.com, you have this article entitled Top 10 Progressive Endorsements of Child Abuse in 2018. And thanks so much for writing this article, narrowing it down to 10, which, again, you know, that's not nearly the number of attacks on children, but to narrow it down, that pretty much, what you wrote pretty much encompasses the attacks on the children we've seen in 2018. That's for sure. So folks can go to missionamerica.com to read the article. And thanks, Linda, for taking the time to be with us, for taking the time to write this article.
Thank you, Diane, for all you do. And I just ask your listeners to pray for you and the work that you're doing.
Well, thank you. And pray for all of us, both of us. Let's
yeah.
put it like that. Don't want to leave you out, because I know you need prayers. You're right there in the big city of Columbus where some radical
thank
things
Thank you so
come.
Much.
Hey, take care.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.